Live from Launchpad 36A in Cape Canaveral, Florida, it's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour 2026. 30 minutes of no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. And once in a while, other topics. With your hosts, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, author, inventor, philosopher, the first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, and the longtime legal representative of the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, a man who could easily have been a checkout boy at Walmart, Richard J. Ringhausen. And marksman, sculptor, daredevil, the seven-time World Welterweight Alligator Wrestling Champion and winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain. A man who can sniff up an arrowhead like a pig hunts truffles. The youngest of the Ringhausen Brothers and the star of your show, Alan J. Ringhausen.
Yeah. Hey, make that guy sit down.
Yeah.
Sit down. All right, that's better. Keep an eye on him. Woo. Wow. This could be rough here.
Last week, before we start talking about alligator wrestling.
Yeah.
Last week, you talked about conferences or sometime. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
And you've spoken at conferences.
Of course I've spoken at conferences.
When they introduced you, did they introduce you like that? And now, Alan Ringhausen!
You know, but this next one that I speak at, that's going to happen. I'm going to get my own pre-recorded thing and have that kind of introduction. I should have just the same one that you used.
Or
What would it hurt?
With a lot of cheering and...
Yeah! The whole thing. The whole kit and caboodle.
I'll download it for you. You can take it to your conference.
That's what I want.
And just have it on your phone, hold it up to the mic.
I could do that. Actually, these conferences that I go to, they have a sound person.
Oh, you just give it to them then.
Yeah, yep. I think if I just had a jump drive, I could hand it to them and say, Here's
my intro. Just
put
play
this
it
in.
Right
yep.
before it come up.
Don't listen to it. Just play it.
What?
That always scares people.
I'll need to clip out the part about me.
Right. Because nobody wants to hear about you.
I understand. Hey, you know what's this weekend?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, Easter.
It is Easter.
It's the day that Jesus rises from the grave and delivers Easter eggs to
all the good
boys and girls. Jesus was doing his work that's all written up in the Bible. He was pretty much treating everybody equal, wasn't he?
Yeah, towards the end, he...
towards the end. Now, I'll tell you who he's hard on. Vendors. Didn't like them.
Yeah, if he went to a conference at the synagogue and they had all the vendor tables set up.
They went out in the lobby and they had a whole bunch of vendors set up. Turn them over. Just turn over the tables. Throw them out of the building.
Indeed. So you know what I found for you?
What'd you find?
I found a list.
An Easter egg?
I found a list, according to Martha Stewart, of the 10 most popular Easter candies in the United States over the last couple of years.
Okay. That's all good and fine. But there was a time when you didn't get... if you went to an egg hunt, you got eggs.
You got eggs.
There was no candy laying around. Oh. There was no plastic laying around.
Like a plastic egg with treats inside of it.
The Easter Bunny laid eggs.
Yeah.
Or whatever he did. But it was eggs, man. That was it. And I kind of liked it.
Oh, I think you could get a chocolate rabbit with it, too.
That usually arrived in the basket. But I'm talking about if you went to an egg hunt.
Oh, yeah.
If you went to an Easter egg hunt, you were hunting eggs.
Yeah.
Period. Colored. They're all colored.
And what I remember, too.
Decorated.
Like when we would go to Granny and Grandpa Ringhouses and have the tribe of cousins there.
Oh, it was very competitive.
Yeah. But they would all go out and gather Easter eggs after the Easter Bunny came, of course. But then the mothers, the various mothers there, The fathers didn't do anything related to making food, but the mothers would then go purge the kids' Easter baskets for eggs and make a whole bunch of deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs, egg salad, whatever.
Egg salad, yeah. But every kid had to pony up some eggs out of their basket.
Fair enough.
I think so.
Not, it's not like you're going to eat them all anyway.
Does our dad know how to make a deviled egg?
Absolutely not.
Dennis does.
Dennis took it upon himself to learn that.
You know, Uncle Den makes a mean deviled egg.
He's got it down right.
Yeah, he does. And he's got a deviled egg carrier. Like, you invite Dennis to something, he comes, he brings deviled eggs.
In a carrier.
In a special deviled egg carrier.
Well, you don't want them sloshing around, banging into each other, and messing them up.
Hey, I'm not complaining at all. I'm just saying, there's a guy who's at the top of his game when it comes to deviled eggs.
Have you seen his egg cooker? He doesn't cook eggs in a pot. He has a device that he loads them into, and it times them out perfect.
You're kidding.
No.
That's how he's doing this?
Yeah.
I guess you figure if you're going to be known for your deviled eggs, you know, you're going to pony up for the best equipment you can to make your deviled eggs.
He's got it figured out. And then I think as soon as they're done cooking, he immediately plunges them in cold water.
You know, Suzanne's done that.
So last they few peel times
she's made eggs, she's gave them an ice water bath right after they're done. And then the eggs are a lot easier to peel.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Can you peel a deviled egg? Or peel a hard-boiled egg? What? What's that look for?
Well, how hard is it to peel an egg, for Pete's sake?
Suzanne won't peel it. She doesn't like peeling hard-boiled eggs.
Why not?
I don't know, but I'm the hard-boiled egg peeler of the family.
You ever blow one out?
No.
You know, like take a hole on each end and blow it out and leave the shell intact?
You mean a raw egg, not a deviled egg.
A raw egg.
Or I mean a hard-boiled egg.
Right.
No, have you?
I think I have in the past.
I think Mary Ellen Walton did that and then put them in a nest on the Christmas tree, didn't she?
Yeah, probably. All right, let's get down to business here, Rick.
Martha Stewart.
Once you got to the Waltons, it was... Okay, where's Martha Stewart got to do with anything here?
I don't know. The 10 most popular candies. It's the top list.
Is it different than what I'm looking at?
No, it's the same list. The top 10.
Well, I don't see Martha Stewart's name on it.
I didn't bother printing it. I assumed I could just tell you and you would accept that because I told you. And we run up and print one that says, from Martha Stewart's website.
Could you just write it on here for me? Well, let's start at the bottom.
This surprised me when I saw it. The Kinder chocolate candy egg with a toy inside. Have you had the Kinder eggs?
Yeah.
I mean, you've had the we have the Kinder candy bars down here from time to time. When
Kinder
we
candy bars are wonderful. They're addictive, man. The Kinder chocolate candy egg, I got one of those, and because they always have them on the counter at the gas station, on your impulse
checkout.
Impulse area there. And I bought one, and it was like, there's hardly anything there.
And you had to, like, dip it out, didn't you?
Yeah, something like that.
Like, scrape it out with another something.
Yeah, it was like a little cookie or something like that.
Yeah.
I thought there was work involved, and there wasn't much payoff.
You got the toy out, and then you had to lick the inside of the shell?
I didn't do that. Hershey's milk chocolate candy.
Next time we have podcasts, I'm getting one. I'm licking the shell out.
Hershey's milk chocolate candy eggs. I love Hershey's milk. The little with got the foil on them.
Yeah.
But you got to make sure you get all the foil. You know, like if you're riding in the car and it's dark in the car and you're peeling one of those.
And you got fillings like every Ringhausen brother.
Right. You know, you're risking it. You got to turn the light on and make sure there's no aluminum foil left on that egg.
I'm going to jump up just a hair on this. Number four is Hershey's milk chocolate.
So
it's the same thing, right?
Yeah. Why are they separating those two?
Those two, I think that's
the same recipe. What are they saying? Are the little Hershey milk chocolate bars? Or what are we talking about?
I have no idea. It says Hershey's milk chocolate.
Hershey's milk chocolate poured loose into an Easter egg basket.
I guess.
Starburst jelly beans. Starburst makes a wonderful jelly bean.
You see, I don't care for their jelly beans.
Oh, they're wonderful.
Well, Jelly Belly jelly beans, aren't they better?
I like Jelly Belly, and they have more variety.
But they got some nasty ones mixed in there, too.
Yeah, they do. The quality of the Starburst jelly beans is upper tier. It really is.
I don't know. I think they have an odd flavor.
Lindt milk chocolate bunny.
Not just a chocolate bunny.
Lindt. Have you ever seen any of the Lindt chocolate commercials?
No.
Where they'll
have a chocolatier.
A chocolatier wearing a white suit with a giant white chef's hat.
And they're like pouring milk chocolate and he's stirring it with a spoon.
No, he's not stirring it with a spoon. He's stirring it with like this special chocolate stirring device. And then he'll lift it up and let it drizzle back into the bowl that he's been stirring.
Looks pretty good.
It looks pretty good, but it's a little overdone.
You want to see.
And that's to justify the high price that they put on their chocolate.
You'd rather have Willy Wonka doing that, wouldn't you? Stirring up the chocolate, were you?
Well, I assume the kid swimming in the river is helping to stir that up. The entire thing will have to be sterilized.
That made you feel better, though, didn't it?
That he was sterilizing
that he
things?
He would sterilize the river after the kids
God,
swam
after
in it.
Gustav has been stuck in the tube. Yeah. God only knows what that did to him.
Do you really care?
I don't want to think about it.
You know, he really didn't have much. You know, some of the kids...
Did he even say anything?
Gustav?
Yeah.
Did he say anything? I'm starving.
Did he say I'm starving? He might have. So.
You know, I think about the kids.
Lovely.
Like the one girl turned into a blueberry and the other kid got shrunk. I mean, Gustav. I mean, all that really happened to him is he got slathered in chocolate after they blew him out. You know, he came out covered in chocolate. He's probably pretty pleased with that anyway. We're talking about Willy Wonka now.
Three bad little children gone.
Two wonderful, nice children left.
Okay, this number six.
Sour Patch Kids.
Anything is sour is not really candy. It's bitter. It's a punishment.
Yeah, I agree.
All you get is Sour Patch Kids.
And then we already had, Cadbury Cream Eggs. You know, in our lifetime, when we were young, there were no Cadbury Cream Eggs. That came about,
And you open it up, and it had three different colors in it.
I know.
Just like a yolk.
Yolk of an egg, but it was all sugar.
Yeah, it's creamy sugar. I liked a Cadbury, first few times, they were great. Then after that, you're just kind of on a sugar high.
I think I'm going to have a coma.
Yeah.
Sugar coma.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we already scratched off Hershey's milk chocolate because we've already been there.
Cadbury chocolate.
Then there's the Cadbury chocolate mini eggs. And different types of candy manufacturers have different flavors of chocolate. Like, you remember you used to get the Nestle's? Milk chocolate, wrapper.
Yeah, I remember.
And when you opened that candy bar, it wasn't segmented up. It just had Nestle written on it.
Bar chocolate.
And you just break off random pieces, whatever shape you wanted. Or just take a bite off of it. Whereas with the other, the Hershey bar, it's segmented. So you just break along the lines.
It assumes you're an idiot.
Well, okay. Don't put a giant piece of chocolate in your mouth. Break it into these little rectangles and you'll be safe.
And, you can tell yourself, I can't eat a whole bunch of chocolate. I'll just have one square of this. Well, and...
How's that work?
And then one more.
How's that working for you, Rick?
You just eat the whole bar. Oh, you do.
Every time.
But you work your way through.
Right. Okay, I'm going to save that for later. Oh, God, I still got the taste of chocolate in my mouth, and I need more.
Well, and here's the other thing, too. You got those squares, and...
They're not squares.
No, they're rectangles. But you break them all apart and stack them up. But if you do that, someone's going to, like your dad will come by, hey, can I have one? Well.
Rick, if I come visit you and you've got a Hershey bar and you've broken all the pieces apart and made them into a big stack, you have no fear whatsoever that I'm going to ask for one.
But if dad were there?
No, he'd want them.
Oh, yeah. He has no qualms about you breaking
apart. What'd you learn in school today?
Sharing. And then the top two, I'm not sure whether there's a difference between them. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. which are very, very good.
I got no complaints about Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
And then number one is Reese's Peanut Butter Eggs.
I got no problem with the Reese's Peanut Butter Egg, but it's the same thing, just different shapes.
I was going to say, it's like, you know, the Hershey's got two slots on here. Reese got two at the top. That doesn't make sense to me.
Let me tell you something. The original... That's my thing.
Okay? I know.
That's my thing. Let me tell you something.
Well, tell me something, Alan.
Okay. They should have just left the whole Reese's Peanut Butter Cup thing alone. And then they went and messed with them. They made minis, and then they made the minis unwrapped, and then they made the thins, and then, you know, they're all over the place with their Reese's peanut butter.
Both the thins and the minis are better than the originals because they have a higher ratio of chocolate to peanut butter.
I like the ratio that came in the original cup.
Well, you're just wrong.
Oh, really?
I don't know what else to say other than that. Okay, here's an Easter observation I have.
Right? Okay.
Okay, as families mature, you know, you start off with your kid and you get an Easter basket for them. Mm-hmm. And the Easter bunny brings them mm-hmm. their eggs, right? Mm-hmm. And you go to your cousins or your grandparents and the other cousins are there and there's egg hunt and everybody gets some, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then your kids grow up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know it. And you don't have any little kids that are doing egg hunts.
No.
But you still have all your relatives and brothers and sisters or something. And then, at some point, one of your kids delivers a baby. Right?
Yeah.
And then Easter comes.
Yeah. You're back in business.
And it's like everybody that the kid is related to shows up with...
something.
With some... some eggs or some candy with so that there's like a bushel basket full of yep. candy and eggs and stuff that your 6 month old isn't remotely prepared to eat. Be like training.
But Rick, what? But we are.
So you're saying that when all that stuff is delivered for one kid, yeah. that it's
community done, property.
It's done with the thought that the grownups yep. you don't want to let that kid eat that much don't chocolate.
Sure. Just give some of that to me. That's where we're going, right?
Yeah. Going back to when you were a kid, right?
Still am.
You know, let's say you do, and it could be Halloween, same thing as Easter. Back then, you had a bigger, higher chance of getting chocolate at Halloween than you did at Easter. I grant you that. Is there a point when you're gathering in your candy, whether it's Halloween or Easter, that you go, that's enough?
As a kid?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
No, you have no limit, right? Yeah.
You may not eat it, or you know, you work your way through until you get down to like a box of raisins or something horrible that somebody put into, you know, your Halloween bag or your Easter basket, you know, or pencil.
Okay. Now, the Easter bunny, of course, brings the eggs to the children.
Yes.
But... if you're an adult, you can go get Easter coloring stuff and make some additional ones.
You could if you wanted.
Right. So have you done that over the years?
I never did it in my life.
You've never colored eggs?
Nope.
Never?
Nope.
You don't know it. You've seen it done.
Yeah. I'm aware that there's a process.
That you take a cup and...
Rick, I've never done that, and I've never decorated a Christmas tree.
Folks, don't try that at home.
all of my youth, you...
you're blaming... You're going to blame me for this?
Are you
kidding me?
Or our parents decorated the tree. And left the house and we decided to finally have a Christmas tree at our house. The only reason we were doing it was so the kids could, you know, decorate the tree. And we'd let them put decorations on it. And then Sarah would rearrange them all after they went to bed. And,
just like your life.
Yeah. And that was it. So there was never any need for me to decorate a tree or color eggs. What am I doing? What other holidays? Never cooked a turkey.
Make Christmas cookies.
I watched other people do it.
Okay. Well, you've watched other people color eggs. What I was about to ask was whether there's any difference in the egg coloring business, because you can get like the pellets that you drop in vinegar and they fizzle and then they make color that you color eggs with. Or you can get...
Pause.
Yeah.
Pause.
Or you can get like a glue type stuff that you put glitter on.
Yeah.
And then they have some stuff that's like you mix some color and swirl it and then make swirlies on your egg. And you can also get like shrink plastic wraps.
Yeah, I've seen that.
You dump them into boiling water and it shrinks them around it.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
It's the total lazy man's egg coloring
system. I like it. But they had this thing at one time. You'd put your egg in this device. And you could go around it like the same principle as like a spirograph, and it would like use a small magic marker. It would make designs on your egg.
No kidding.
Yeah, I think that kind of came and went because it was kind of hard to keep the egg in place
and it
took patience.
Everybody, you know, you say, what's an egg look like? You say, okay, I know what an egg shape is. But in fact, eggs are slightly different sizes and shapes. They're not all identical.
Right.
So if you have a device that's designed to hold an egg, it has to have some
It's kind of like spring-loaded.
Yeah, it's got to have like a spring-loaded device that will adjust for different sizes
of eggs. They thought about it. Right, you know, it's not like I'm decorating quail eggs, for Pete's sake. Yeah, you can go to like Asian markets and buy quail eggs in a carton.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I also have on this
list... Put the eggs on top!
I've got 17 Easter candies from the past you can still kind of find today.
Okay.
Peanut butter eggs. You know, I don't know that the kids in the Great Depression or World War II were getting peanut butter eggs.
Solid peanut butter? I mean, there's no chocolate. It's just a peanut butter egg?
Apparently.
Well, I don't want that. If I wanted just that, I'd go to the cabinet, get out a jar of peanut butter, and spoon it in.
Yeah, you know how to do that from commercials. Jordan almonds. Jordan almonds are like an almond, but they're covered with like a hard plastic shell or hard candy shell, not plastic.
That's a Jordan almond, huh?
Yeah.
I think I've avoided those most of my life.
I think that's probably true. Chocolate-covered marshmallow eggs.
I love. Well, I got to slow down here. There's certain brands that are really good and certain brands that are not very good.
You know, I will say this too.
You got to be careful.
When you're buying your chocolate, you got to spring a little extra for a higher grade chocolate.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you get what you pay for.
Well, you can give the lower grade chocolate to other people's kids.
Well, yeah, but the stuff you're giving to your kids.
Stuff that might be eating. Right. You got to be careful with that.
Bring out the Ghirardelli chocolate eggs.
What the hell is this? Easter cream mix? What?
It's like I saw pictures of this when I downloaded it. It's like a little cup of, an actual cup with cream and sprinkles and stuff, and you eat it with a spoon.
You mean like a cupcake paper cup thing? Or?
No, I mean a porcelain cup.
Well, it's not candy.
It's from the past, man.
The 1800s, or
I guess fruit slice jellies. There, you're talking about your like those orange slices.
Yeah.
Oh, I love those. I love those.
And too. You know, sometimes you know you get in the different colors. They're also wonderful. You know, like a cherry flavored one, or you know, orange.
Well, they're essentially all the same thing. It's not like they're really made out of cherries or oranges.
No, but they have different flavoring, and the texture is always the same, and the sugar is always the same. Lots of it.
I know. Candy cigarettes.
Yeah, you can still buy those.
Well, I know, but they don't call them candy cigarettes anymore.
What do they call them now?
Huh?
What do they call them now?
They call them like flavor sticks or some nonsense like that.
They don't call them candy cigarettes anymore?
No. But they are exactly the same. And they still come in a box that looks like a Marlboro box.
Right, and one tip is red like, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, when you've had candy cigarettes as a kid, right?
Yeah.
And when you were eating them, how'd you hold them?
Yeah, pretend like you're smoking a cigarette.
Just like an adult holding their cigarette.
Yeah.
Darn right.
But, you know, I never smoked cigarettes, right?
Right.
Just ate the candy ones.
Right.
So I just associate cigarettes with candy now.
Cigarettes are like candy.
When I first met Suzanne, first time I laid eyes on my wife, she was smoking a cigarette.
She was smoking a cigarette.
And I was just thinking, candy cigarettes.
Yeah. I smoked cigarettes and loved it. And when I turned 80, I'm going
to
smoke
again.
Yeah,
you're going
again.
Back to it with all your bad habits.
Well, cigars, not cigarettes. Which is so much better.
Chocolate coins. You can still get chocolate coins.
You can still get chocolate coins. And there's, again, there's a big variety of quality there.
Oh, yeah. You know, you go like to the, they're like at the gas station by the cash register.
And you buy it, there's just like no flavor in them.
Yeah, a little net bag of chocolate coins. It's the sort of thing that when you're the uncle and forgot to get something for your nieces
there
and
you
nephews,
go.
You're at the gas station buying your cigarettes. You say, hey, give me a bag of those.
What do you mean you don't have any candy cigarettes? Kids love those. Just give me those chocolate coins instead and a pack of smokes.
And you'd be the uncle that would share a cigarette with the kid when no one was looking.
Huh?
Yeah, you try a
puff. A sip of beer? Huh? So it's that bad uncle.
Of the four brothers, which one would be most apt to be the bad uncle?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious it would be Brad.
So my first grandson, right? Benjamin.
Your only one.
Yeah, so far.
Right.
He grows up a little bit. Great Uncle Brad will be the one most apt to give him a beer.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I need to keep him away from Brad then.
Well, that's a given.
That's just good advice generally.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Robin eggs.
Again, you've got to spring for quality on
you
got to
go
eggs.
That right. Do you ever take the robin eggs and suck on them and then stick out your tongue and it's all blue or red or whatever color robin egg you were?
I was a kid.
Okay.
And you know, now they also made...
It's a malted milk ball.
Right. But they also made big ones.
Oh, yeah. That were like so big they were hard to bite into.
Yeah.
Hard to really get your jaw around it.
I think if I'm going for robin eggs, if listeners out there, if you're going to send me Easter candy, I like the mini robin eggs.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't like them big ones.
I get it.
Something about the ratio of malted milk to the crunchy outside that's just not right.
That's right. Okay. This next one isn't even candy.
It's candy buttons.
No, they come on a little piece of cardboard and are stuck to it and they're different colors.
I've never ever seen that. You've seen those?
Candy buttons, yeah. Yeah. And they're just sugar, colored sugar. That's it.
What are you griping about?
There's no flavor to them.
Oh, I saw these coconut cream nests, too. Again, this looks like something that's from, like, 1880. That's literally like a nest with like, gunk in it that you have to scoop out.
Coconut cream nest.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I don't think I want that. Or what's a panoramic sugar egg?
I do not
know. Oh, that's the eggs they would make them and you'd look into them. You didn't really eat them.
And they had stuff inside of them.
Yeah, they'd have like a scene or something inside of them. Remember those?
I do not have memory of that.
Yeah, I'm going to say our Aunt Julietta used to make them.
Yeah.
But I remember those. Chocolate cream egg. Chocolate cream egg?
Well, and you got Cadbury cream eggs up there, too. I'm not sure that's a candy from the past, considering it's on the list of most popular
right.
things still.
And jelly beans?
They've
jelly
been
around
forever. Yeah.
Jelly beans, you know. We identify some of the better ones. You know, the Starburst jelly egg is a really good jelly egg. Brock's always made a fairly decent jelly bean, except they'd always, you know, put in the black ones. The licorice flavored.
But that's what Dad was for.
Dad would have a whole bag of the black jelly beans.
If it was up to him. I mean.
And now I have gotten to that point in my life where I enjoy a black jelly bean.
Do you remember when we used to have a store in Jerseyville where the podcast is tonight, regardless what light said it starts, it's in Jerseyville. We used to have a store where you could go in and they had the candy in like in slots. And they take a scoop and scoop them out and put them in a bag for you at Graham's.
Was it Graham's or was it Ben Franklin?
Probably both.
Okay.
You don't see that a lot anymore.
You see it in like novelty candy shops now. I think.
Oh, you go to like an upscale mall, they might actually have a store that sells nothing but candy,
yeah.
And
yeah.
They'll have it.
Yeah.
Do you trust that?
Yeah.
You're not going to take your...
Some of that candy could be as old as me. And they bought it in bulk out of some warehouse. You know, there's no expiration date on those kinds of candies.
I know, but you go in there and it's like Sammy Davis Jr. should be serving them up in a white and red striped shirt.
Man. Yeah.
You know, and it looks fantastic. Give me a bag. I'm going to scoop up a bag of whatever they are, gummy bears. Or
you know, the Candyman song was also in Willy Wonka.
I don't think so.
I think it was.
Candyman. Oh, yeah. You're right, and I'm wrong.
That was early on in the movie.
Yeah.
It's not as good as Sammy.
But it wasn't Sammy singing it.
Yeah. No.
Marshmallow Peeps.
My wife loves those.
See, I don't get that.
You know, the yellow ones. And
I
now
know
they
what you're
also
talking about.
Come
oh, they got all different
pink
colors
and different colors now. But,
yellow was the thing when you were a kid.
Yeah. I couldn't eat them. I just could not.
And it's just...
I like a marshmallow, chocolate-covered marshmallow bunny or chocolate-covered marshmallow eggs.
There's something about that yellow crust that just kind of creeped me.
Uh-uh. And it's kind of gritty, and you almost make a little crunch or grittiness in your teeth.
And you know, as a kid, when you eat your candy, you don't really give any thought of saying, well, I'm going to save the best for last. You eat the best candy first.
Absolutely.
Especially if you got brothers, because they'll steal it.
And then
and you're like, well, I'll eat the Peeps last, right?
And by then they were stale.
Stale and just don't want with
those. And then a hollow chocolate bunny.
Again.
You got to love it. How can you go wrong there?
Okay. They also have the solid chocolate bunnies.
Ooh, yeah.
You prefer that to the hollow?
There's a certain joy to a hollow
breaking
chocolate.
Up, breaking into pieces.
And until you finally get down to the head and the ears, you know.
And they'll have like some little candy eyeballs and stuff.
Yeah.
You get to eat them too.
Okay, those candy eyeballs?
Yeah.
That's what a candy button
candy
is like.
Buttons are.
Yeah, that's
like the
like
rabbit
that.
Eyeballs.
Yeah. Rick, it's good that we got to the list because we're at the end of the show.
Huh. Well, happy Easter, everyone, from Rick Gator.
And Alligator.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Uncle Den's Deviled Eggs. Tastes just like chicken eggs, but they're not. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that little bit of legal business in hand, see you later from Rick Gator and Alligator. This has been a Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Network production. Easter version. Accept no substitutes, because there aren't any. Happy Easter, everybody.